Folks, the nutshell, the crux of Dale Carnegie's public speaking is, he says, and that's what he wants, anyone can deliver a speech, a talk. I'll repeat that. Anyone can deliver a speech, a talk. How do you know? He says, do this. He says, go to the most ignorant person, knock him out. When he'll get up, he'd be angry, he'd curse at you. He'd say, what the hell, why did you knock me down? The most ignorant guy. Again, go up to him, knock him down. When he gets up, he'd be angry, furious. What the hell, why'd you knock me down, you son of a, this and the other? Well, what's your goddamn problem? That's it. That's what Dale Carnegie wants. Dale says, a window lets in the light. You concentrate on the sunlight. You don't concentrate on the window itself. He says, Dale says that he says you have to be natural. And he says that if people will say that you've been trained in public speaking, then you will not be a credit to Dale. He wants you to speak with such naturalness that no one will dream that you've been trained. And then he says, how do you become natural? You have to forget about yourself. You have to forget about the impression you're making. You have to focus on the subject. Focus on the subject, not yourself. And then and you have to do your homework. You have to have passion for your subject. You have to, give your speech 2 weeks or something. You have to go over it, do your homework, research, think about it. Let it grow like a child. And to be natural, you have to forget about yourself. And that even Bruce Lee says in his martial arts. And what else is there? That when you were 4 years old, you could do it. For example, when you're 4 years old, you can go on stage. But when you grow up, one becomes conditioned. Complexes come. You become conscious. So you got to do that. You have to practice. Practice, practice, practice. Go over your speech. Be alone. Go over it. And I've written the points just in case I don't... Last thing he says, put your heart into it. Put your heart into your speaking. And, he says that people want that I give them a set of rules how to do it. So there's no rule. You want to be natural. You want to do it. Put in your best. Put your heart into it. I'll close by saying, for you Pakistanis and all that, I'm not a fan as such of Imran Khan. But he's an example to follow when it comes to public speaking. When he was on a mission, I don't agree with what all he said, this, that, the other, but the way he talks, he's not thinking about himself. He's on a mission, whether it's right or whatever it is. He's thinking of his subject, even though he ended up in lots of trouble. But the point is, he puts his heart into his talk. He's not reading or he's not a machine. His heart is into it. This little short speech I'm giving right now, I feel for it. I feel for Dale Carnegie. I feel for public speaking. I'm trying to help others see what I saw. So even I'm also not thinking about myself. I'm thinking about my subject. So these are the points. And you must get this book. Where is it? Hold on a second. I'll repeat. Hold on 1 second, please. 1 second. This book, How to Develop Self-Confidence and Influence People by Public Speaking. Folks, thank you very much. And I believe I made my points clear. Thank you.